Chapter 36, in which the rebel plan begins.
"Bring her out of light speed, Chewie,"
says Han, and his furry co-pilot pulls the lever to disengage the hyperdrive. The blur of stars and cosmic clouds they've been watching for hours freezes, and they are looking at an ominous sight, an immense star cruiser, one of the biggest ships in the galaxy, just ahead. Beyond it looms something far bigger, the Empire's new space station, the new Death Star. Jar-Jarrod still doesn't have it finished, and one whole hemisphere trails off into a mess of scaffolding and girders. But even unfinished, it still seems unnaturally large. An insult to the cosmos that has already thrown off the rotation of the nearby moon. A dozen planets were stripped bare just to get the raw materials to make this second Death Star. Even now, other worlds are being plundered to obtain the fuel to power it. But our heroes are not quite as frightened as they might be. After all, they've blown up one of these things before, and this one isn't even working yet. And yet, Leia notices that Luke seems more worried than the rest. Han and Chewie are busy at the controls.
"Get the nav computer to plot us a course out of here, Chewie. If they don't go for this, we're gonna have to get out of here pretty quick."
Agrees Chewie. But both wonder if this sluggish shuttle could really make the jump to light speed before being blown to bits by that star cruiser. A screen lights up. Incoming message. Han pushes a button, and the voice of an Imperial flight controller hisses into the cockpit. A different flight controller this time, but this one has flipped his share of switches too.
"We have you on our screen now. Please identify."
"Shuttle Tidarium, requesting deactivation of the deflector shield,"
says Han, trying his best to sound like a bored Imperial pilot who has done this dozens of times before.
"Tidarium, transmit the clearance code for shield passage,"
comes the authentically bored reply.
"Transmission commencing," says Han, punching the appropriate button.
"Maintain present course until code verification."
Han clicks off the transmit switch, and they can do nothing but wait.
"Now we find out if that code is worth the price we paid," says Leia.
"You didn't think the Bothans worked for free, did you?"
"It'll work, it'll work,"
promises Han, who of course has no way of knowing whether it will or not. Meanwhile, the shuttle's course carries them closer and closer to the colossal Star Destroyer. The entire Rebel fleet could fit inside it, thinks Han. And then he remembers that even if he and his team can get the shield down, the Rebel fleet is going to have to fight its way past that giant ship to get to the Death Star. Luke is having even darker thoughts about the Star Destroyer. There's someone on board who's even more dangerous than the countless guns and cannons. Far more dangerous. "Vader's on that ship," he murmurs. R2-D2 gives a worried whistle, and Leia turns to Luke in alarm.
"Now don't get jittery, Luke," says Han. "There are a lot of command ships. Keep your distance, though, Chewie. But don't look like you're trying to keep your distance." "I don't know,"
says Han irritably.
"Fly casual."